Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies over the week ahead from October 14th until the 21st. This is a very dynamic week. It is a good time to look at where you need to focus your energy and what is essential, what is in front of you that requires your attention. And you can also make some considerable headway right now in those priorities and in those tasks. We'll talk about this in today's podcast episode. Yes, Mercury is now retrograde, and so it's wise to trust those RE words that we correlate to the retrograde periods. Review, reorganize, reprioritize, reconsider, but also there is another RE word called relax, and it can be a good time to step back, to not try to push the river, to not try to do too much, give yourself space and even pace yourself to make the most of these energies. Because as with every retrograde, we may have to do things twice. We might have to come back and look at the details again, ensure we didn't miss anything, make sure that everything is in alignment for what we're moving towards. But ultimately, I think that Mercury retrograde periods are a gift because they allow us to slow down and to look at where we've been on autopilot. Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and when it is perceived to station retrograde and go backwards, it's good for the collective mental energies to take a break and to not be go, go, go. Instead, we have an opportunity to really come into ourselves, to come into a higher intention, to slow down, make sure we don't miss anything, but also to give our minds a break. This can be a really good time to play catch up, to catch up with the tasks in front of you, your responsibilities, what you need to get completed, especially by the end of the year. If there's any financial information in front of you, for example, Mercury in Scorpio is a good time to dig into the finances, to look at the numbers and the data, to look at what's happening, what needs to be shifted or moved around. This could be a good time to get a heads up on what is happening in that area of your world. Scorpio is the energy we share with other people. What you merge together, where you have joint values, joint assets, joint responsibilities. And so anything that you share with another person can come up to be looked at now into November and to see, is this working for us? Does this really reflect our shared values, what we find important right now? Does it satisfy our needs? Scorpio is also where we let go of something, where you sell an asset, you sell something that you no longer want, you get rid of it. There's a purge energy with Scorpio. So you could also be coming up against things that maybe you took for granted or you just didn't see before. And now with Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, you realize, I don't want that. We don't need that. Maybe something costs too much. Again, it's reassessing financial responsibilities and really getting clear on what you want to be responsible for. And because Scorpio is about the energies we share, there could be an expert that you work with. There could be someone who gives you advice, someone who assists you. This can show up as, say, a financial advisor, a tax professional, even a therapist, a counselor, somebody who comes in to support what you are transforming, what you're letting go of, what you no longer want, but also gives you a new understanding of what you do want to accumulate or what you do want to bring forward. So it's a really good time to take stock of your life, of what you share with others, of what has value, and what has changed in its value to you that you want to get rid of. And as this Mercury opposes Uranus in Taurus on October 19th, and again, November 17th, there could be some big surprises in terms of what you no longer want, what you no longer need, what is removed, what is sold. Both Scorpio and Taurus are connected through finances, money, possessions, what you accumulate and what you sell. And so you could experience a changeover or a turnover in these areas of your life, especially around these opposition energies on October 19th and November 17th. So we are moving through layers of our energies and really getting clearer on what is essential and what is not. And the other energy that's supporting this right now is Venus in Virgo. Now, Venus in Virgo is very good at focusing on what she needs to do, taking care of the details, taking care of the tasks, allowing herself even the time to be very intentional and to understand that I just need to do two things today, or I only need to focus on these three tasks. She makes a list, she works on those items, and she allows that to be enough for today. Venus in Virgo streamlines and says, okay, what matters? What's going to bring in the results? What is essential? And what is really worth my time today? And she reminds us to stay grounded in what we can control, what you can focus on, what you can take care of, to not allow overwhelm to step in, to try to manage your time well, to look at the practicalities of your world, of your life, and where you want to be more efficient or healthier, where you want to make self-improvements. And this energy is strong because as Venus journeys through the next week, she's going to make trines to Jupiter in Capricorn at 19 degrees on October 19th. And then she's going to trine Pluto in Capricorn at 22 degrees on October 21st. So this is a very intentional Venus in Virgo who is allowing you to take stock of your life, of your world, and to get into this place of organizing your life, your home, your world, your energy, your time, so that it really feels strong and stable, especially for the long term. Now, as she interacts with these outer planets, she interacts with Jupiter and Pluto first, and then she'll be interacting with Saturn October 24th. She's receiving much needed support. And so this is a good time to look at who is showing up for you to support what you're developing and growing. And or you could be the Capricorn energies who offers support, a lending hand, something beneficial to the Venus and Virgo energies. So the Capricorn energies are really about the mentor, the guide, the person who has experience, who's been around the block, who knows the road, and who can help this Venus in Virgo take her daily tasks and make them efficient and important for the long term. So there's something connecting this week, especially around, say, a long-term project or an important project or something that you're committing to, that you want to manifest, you want to create. Venus finally has some support from these three planets in Capricorn that are going to assist her. So say yes, look for openings, look for possibilities, look for support, expect it. In fact, expect to be supported. Expect solutions. Set your intention that whatever you need support with, wherever you're going next, exactly what you need is going to show up. It could even show up three times since Venus connects with three outer planets. So in terms of archetypes, there could be the Jupiter in Capricorn energy, the Pluto in Capricorn energy, and then the Saturn in Capricorn energies, where you experience, let's say, three people or three different steps, three different solutions. There's something about that number three that's important because this is a very, there's something energizing here for this Venus in Virgo who's probably been doing a lot on her own, or she's just been in her own head and in her own body. Virgo is about our daily routines, our daily tasks, and what we're just kind of in the habit of taking care of. And as she connects with the Capricorn energies, they bring something out into the world. They bring it out to a bigger world or a bigger perspective. The Capricorn energy will stand at the top of the mountain and show you the bigger terrain. So this takes the Venus and Virgo energies out of simply the daily routines in our daily lives and out of our minds and connects it with a higher vantage point, a new perspective, and maybe even a new strategy, a new map, a new direction. Now, to be fair, Venus in Virgo can be particular. She can be a little bit fussy. She can be a little bit too much of a perfectionist. And so, as with everything, you can, you know, determine, well, is this good enough? Maybe that's one of the filters or the questions that come up. And I think that because there's such a strong connection with Capricorn, there is an opening here to say yes and to not be too focused on the details and to not be overly concerned with what could go wrong and maybe I don't know and this might not be exactly what I want. There's something about this next week that is opening you up to more of where you're going and what you want to build if you're ready and willing to say yes. So wonderful to see how Venus is supported right now. And we also are experiencing a very dynamic Libra new moon at 24 degrees of Libra. It is on Friday, October 16th. And I did just put the chart up on YouTube if you want to check that out. The new moon is exact at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And it's filled with some tension that I would describe as a choice point. It's time for something to budge. It's time to understand maybe where you've been mentally stuck, or because it's a Libra energy, overly concerned with other people, whether that's other people's needs, what they're expecting of you, something you've compromised on. This is a new moon to reassess what your priorities are and to balance the energy within yourself, so that you can incorporate your own needs. This could also work the opposite way, where you need to incorporate other people's needs, where there needs to be some type of cooperation. The yin and the yang is always highlighted with Libra energies, but there's a realignment here. There's something happening at a deeper level that in fact you could be working through or have been working through for most of 2020. Now, why is that? Because the sun and the moon are at 24 degrees of Libra. They are squaring all three planets in Capricorn. So that's Jupiter in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and Saturn in Capricorn. Now, Pluto is at 22 degrees of Capricorn, where it was the beginning of this year, back when there was that very strong Saturn Pluto conjunction at 22, 23 degrees. Something is coming through right now that is showing you how far this just feels really big in some way, that something has changed so much in you that it's showing you how far you've come since January in very unexpected ways. And we can see clearly how big 2020 has been for us. And we can see how the world has changed, how our individual lives have changed, our families, our work, our, you know, every area of our lives have been impacted by these permanent giant world changes. And they're associated with that Pluto-Saturn conjunction back in January. And now here we have the sun and the moon in Libra squaring that point, asking you to balance yourself, asking you to be aware of your needs and other people's needs, but also asking you to honor who you are. Honor what you've realized, honor how you've grown, how you've evolved, what's happened for you, without giving that energy away to others too much. And this can be done unconsciously. This can be done through other people's needs, other people's belief systems, other people's opinions. And the idea is that Libra's objective, and you can say, oh yeah, I hear you. I got that. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I hear what you're saying, understood. But it doesn't give too much energy out and it doesn't take too much energy in. And I feel like what this Libra new moon is revealing is how much you've changed this year, whether that's been suddenly or slowly, and to rebalance yourself accordingly so that you can move forward with self-respect, personal integrity, a sense of purpose, a sense of this is where I want to go, this is where I'm going to go, this is what matters to me, this is what I need to do. But there may need to be some conversations here with others about what that looks like, how that shows up, the reality of it, and how the changes of 2020 have affected your values, your priorities, and then how that then coincides with the relationship. So see how there's just many layers at play here around this new moon that makes it interesting, we'll say. It has some tension, some conflict, because there can be the desire to do it easily. How do I have this conversation? How do I assert myself? Or how do I listen during a hard conversation? It can show up in so many ways. But there's this understanding with the Libra energy to be objective, to just understand that everyone has their feelings, their perspectives, their opinions, their ideas, and that you don't have to take it all in, and you don't have to be overly responsible for everyone else's needs. So there is the importance here also of looking at any issues of being codependent, of looking at compromise, overly compromising, where you just say yes and whatever somebody wants, you don't even have an understanding of what you need or what you want. This is where we can be in a healthier balance of what it means to be in healthy, cooperative relationships, partnerships. Also being honest with yourself where those energies are not healthy, in where they're not good enough, we'll say, is where they don't feel good, as where you've outgrown that relationship. You've understood that this is no longer connecting with who I am, what I value, and what I want in a friendship, in a partnership, in a relationship, in a work experience, etc. It can be any area of life, but specifically, you want to be clear on what this means around the changes of 2020. And I feel like there is, again, like this realistic assessment of what is important and what is not, and specifically how relationships have shifted for you this year. Now, the Sun in Libra does square Saturn in Capricorn at 25 degrees on October 18th. When the Sun squares Saturn, there is a reality check. There is a need for responsibility. There's something that is tested, perhaps challenged. And the Saturn in Capricorn energy is saying to you, do you need that? Is that working for you? Is that really useful? And there can be a turning point with the square to Saturn as you realize where you need to let go of something, slow down, make sure that you aren't overly compensating or you're not doing too much. This energy of slowing down is reiterated in a few different cycles right now. So we see it through the Mercury retrograde, we see it through Mars retrograde, and then with the Sun squaring Saturn, it's just a time to take stock and reassess and to not force, to really not force anything. Now, also from October 18th to the 21st, Mars retrograde in Aries is squaring Jupiter in Capricorn at 19 degrees. And this can be the understanding of what you want, the vision, the direction, the purpose. This is where I want to go. But that Mars is slowing down and he's spinning his wheels a bit and he's frustrated because things aren't moving as fast as he prefers. But he is in that process of connecting with the three planets in Capricorn that are slowing him down. And this is actually a gift. It's a gift because we are given an opportunity to realign with what we really want and what we really need going forward. And it's making sure that you're not going too fast and allowing timing to be on your side. Time is on your side. And that is one of the strengths and gifts of Capricorn energies, is that you don't have to go too fast. You don't have to spin your wheels. You do have to manage your expectations and manage your energy. But the more we step back and take our own ego out of the equation and allow time to support us, allow things to unfold as they need to, then you could feel a softening, a cooling, the removal of intense pressure, there can be a sense of, okay, I can just trust how this moves through and what I need to do next will be evident and I don't have to force it. I can simply allow what needs to come through to be right on time. And I just realized that I forgot to mention how the Sun in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn at 22 degrees on October 15th. So on October 15th, the Sun squares Pluto, and then a few days later, on the 18th, the Sun squares Saturn in Capricorn. So be very aware of the, we'll call them contracts and agreements that you enter into with the Capricorn energies, whether that is your responsibilities in the world or someone who is a mentor, a boss, a father figure, someone older, someone who has a different agenda or different needs. Both Libra and Capricorn are about the agreements that we formally make and how we approach those agreements. I also feel like something that is coming through strongly right now is that there could be some type of repetition of a soul growth theme that you're moving through around power dynamics. And you could see the energy in a new way over this next week because that Pluto energy and also Saturn, they're associated with karma, consequences, choices, what you've been learning and evolving through many lifetimes, where your responsibilities are to yourself, where your self-respect lies, where your personal integrity shows up in the world. And this square from the Sun in Libra has the potential to rebalance some things that you weren't aware of. Maybe even ways you've been acting or ways you've been showing up that you step back and say, oh, I think I want to change that. Oh, I think I'm going to handle that differently going forward. This is where you could see some of your own shadow show up out of a deeper fear, an unconscious fear. This is where you can reassess what is important to you in how you show up in the world. And it's interesting because it does feel like there could be insight into some shadow work where it's maybe not a deep, deep thing, or maybe it's not a new area of yourself. You're already familiar with it. You already know something about yourself that you would like to change. There could be support here to see it from an objective standpoint, to not overly personalize it, to not overly self-identify with that behavior, the choice, the words, whatever. So here's an example. Let's say at work or in your workplace, you didn't realize that you were coming across a certain way. Maybe you are a micromanager and other people are resisting your efforts or they're resisting your guidance, they're resisting you. And something comes up over the next week and you say, oh, I never noticed that in myself. I didn't even see that. That's not even my intention. My intention is not to micromanage people or to take over their job or their responsibilities, but they're feeling threatened and that's why they're resisting me or that's why they're acting in a certain way towards me. You have the opportunity to say, okay, I don't want to be like that. And maybe I'm going to look at myself and how I can shift that and maybe step back from something that you're doing that's too much. And again, this takes an objective viewpoint. This takes your own willingness and your own openness to see yourself in this light. But the truth is we all have these parts of ourselves that we don't even realize until we come into contact with other people, which is Libra. So other people could be reflecting something back to you. Keep in mind, this can show up through projection and mirroring and something that you weren't aware of. And in this example, I'm focusing on staying in your own process of self-realization and not focusing on other people because you don't have power or control over their choices, their willingness, their growth. This is about maintaining your own sense of self and your own understanding of who you are and your own responsibility to your soul's growth. And this energy also coincides with the Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. And I did a separate podcast episode for you on that topic, which was about going into an area of yourself that was not visible before. You didn't see it. You didn't feel it. It's been unconscious. Now we have a lot of support for understanding more about our own inner programming, our own inner workings, and to really understand what you want to change or shift from a place of love, love for yourself, acceptance of yourself, and understanding that throughout our lives, we're always changing and growing. We always do new things. We're always doing new things, and we might not realize it, and they could be very small new things, from trying something new at the grocery store to driving a different way back home to anything that opens you up to a new experience. We're always doing something in a new energetic expression, but it can be harder to connect with or see at times, especially when this desire to transform comes up against parts of ourselves that we didn't see before, that have been unconscious. This can also be parts of ourselves that have resisted change. But the beauty of this process is how it leads you into more of your own emotional truth, into more of the parts of yourself that have been repressed or suppressed, the parts of yourself that have been locked in trauma, the energies that have been frozen, the energies that have been, I'm getting the image of concrete, turned into concrete. But when you can step towards them with unconditional love, there can be a thawing, a melting, even a pouring out. I mean, this is where our bodies hold a lot of energy and memory, and you know, your muscles can be frozen or hardened from an experience. And as it gets massaged and the movement happens, there's a release, and that release can be through tears, an emotional release. It can be through something that you're finally able to let go of. You don't have to grasp onto it. And it's freeing. It lightens the load. It sets you free. And so there's something about this next week that if that's your intention, if you want to work with this type of an experience, you could accelerate through parts of your life, and more specifically parts of your emotional world that have been locked, caged, frozen, and there's just movement coming in. If, again, if you want to experience that, and it feels like the movement might be triggered by other people or by something outside of you. So a lot is happening over this next week in terms of change, transformation, shifts, rising in your personal sense of responsibility, rising in a personal area of life that maybe you were unconscious in. Also, just the overall rising in your sense of personal power and what that feels like for you, what that feeling is. Now, we are moving through the last week of Libra season. The sun in Libra is in the third decan, which is 20 to 29 degrees of every astrological sign. And the third decan is where we apply what has been learned. There's a maturity, there's responsibility, there's a sense of this is what I've come to understand. And so how am I using these Libra energies in my life? How am I participating in that exchange of energies with another person in a responsible way that allows me to listen to them and to hear them, as well as to assert my own voice and to speak up as needed? So there is something here about highlighting relationships, the healthy relationships in your life, being realistic about the ones that no longer connect with you, that no longer interest you, being honest with yourself about how your energy is showing up, and looking at what you are ready to see from a higher vantage point, from a higher level of consciousness that honors how far you've come this year with all the changes and things that have unfolded that have been quite dynamic and, of course, permanently changed our lives. So a lot happening over this next week, over this final week of Libra season. Stay mindful, stay aware of your own thoughts, of what's coming up for you, of what you're seeing in yourself, And know that, you know, as we enter Scorpio season, starting on October 22nd, we're actually going to understand deeper layers of ourselves that we've traveled with that support our ability to step into new and higher expressions of our own soul's power and our own soul's evolutionary strength. Because we're designed to keep evolving. We're designed energetically and physically, spiritually, in all ways, to keep transforming, to keep moving forward. And there is going to be more strength when the sun enters Scorpio. So on that note, thank you so much for joining me for this week's podcast episode. I will be back on Monday for another episode. And please check out my YouTube channel where you will find more about the Libra new moon. And I'll also be releasing the Taurus full moon this weekend. And that will take a look at the full moon on October 31st that is exactly conjunct Uranus. So very dynamic, a lot of disruption as well as acceleration is possible at the end of October. In the meantime, you can find out more about me over at mollymccore.online or on my author website at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I am very grateful for your energy, your presence, and your time, and I will see you back here soon.